Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein shares her weekly perspective from Israel on Yael's Corner.
In February of this year, Jews around the world will celebrate Tu Bishvat, also known as the New Year of the Trees. For this holiday, my children prepared seeds to plant in the ground and collected empty boxes in which to plant baby trees. My children have been awed by nature and the changing seasons that God so perfectly created. Tu Bishvat is a fun holiday that shows children the divinity in nature, and as a God-seeking adult, this holiday is not any less meaningful to me. It amazes me how biblical holidays all celebrate a unique characteristic of God and the special way that He created this world. By celebrating God's holidays, we are bringing His divinity into this world in ways that can be seen, felt, and appreciated. Around the holiday of Hanukkah, when we celebrate miracles from the temple period, I witness miracles happening in my very own life. And during the holiday of Passover, when we celebrate redemption from Egypt, I feel redemption taking place in my bones. And during the somber holiday of Tisha B'Av, when we commemorate the two Jerusalem temples being destroyed, I take extra care and precautions, knowing that it's a time prone to tragedy and sadness. But God is also sending me a clear message through the holiday of Tu Bishvat, that if I search for Him, even in the darkest places, He will be found. With blessings from the Holy Land, this is Yael Eckstein.
Discover how you can transform the daily task of cooking into a spiritual experience through Yael Eckstein's new cookbook, Spiritual Cooking with Yael. Find out more on Yael's Facebook page or visit holylandmoments.ca. You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.